Lori Ryan's newest paintings will be featured for the entire month of July with a Meet the Artist opening reception from 5 to 8 p.m. July 1st.
I'm an oil painter mostly, and like this painting right here is very realistic and smooth and very kind of detailed, but recently I've gotten into doing acrylic paintings with palette knife. They go fast. They're not as representational. So the show's going to be both that style and the realistic style.
Lori says she's been mesmerized by the mystique of the mountain. She says when she gazes at the mountain, she sees something different, something special. Her newest exhibition was created to reflect on a few of the many moods of the mountain. To the St. Elmo artist, the mountain not only looms over her home like a giant guardian, it's a living, breathing thing, and it has different moods. Her new paintings reflect that.
Lookout Mountain just really fascinates me. And these are going to be fun because if you notice, it's probably the most recognizable shape in Chattanooga. If you just draw that, everybody knows that's Lookout Mountain.
It's not the type of work she's used to.
Landscapes are new for me. I usually take things that are small, paint them really big, like flowers and fruit and stuff like that. Everything from like nature. It's all about color and light. Being here in Chattanooga and like hiking and seeing the River Gorge on Lookout Mountain, especially trying to take something so huge and simplify it and make it smaller. It's the opposite of what I was doing before.
She says depending on the time of day, the Chattanooga icon can be moody, frightening, or friendly. She says in the morning when the sun is coming up, it looks totally different than it does at noon, or when the sun is going down behind it, or when a storm is coming over the mountain, and it looks kind of fierce. Sometimes it's half covered by fog. Sometimes it's completely invisible because of the fog, like a trick where the magician says, I'm going to make a building disappear. But in this case, the mountain disappears. Lori tries to capture all of the moods.
I've gotten really, really good reactions from, especially like my fellow members are emailing me and telling other people to go and look at this. This is really cool what she's doing. And so I'm getting emails from people I don't even know saying how much they like them.
She has recently begun using a palette knife for some of her paintings.
A palette knife, it's a handle and they're all different shapes, usually like a triangle. It's metal and it's real flexible and you just can use them to really mix paint, but then you can just, it's like a knife and you just kind of layer. So there's many colors underneath there and they just show through just a little bit. Yeah, I just start layering colors on. I don't even think that one started out to be red and blue.
In a way, Lookout Mountain has been a source of inspiration for Lori. She explains living in Chattanooga has helped invigorate her artwork. She says she's never lived near a river or in the shadow of a mountain before, so she finds the landscape awe-inspiring. Since she paints from nature, the natural beauty of the scenic city has inspired her, and nothing has impacted Lori more than the looming profile of Lookout Mountain.
Painting can be, this is my experience, like a struggle between you and the painting, you know, and it gets to a point sometimes where, like, I'll tell my husband, the painting's kicking my butt, you know, I'm losing, but then something turns, and then I start winning, and they turn out the way I want them to.
And she has some interesting stories about painting the mountain.
We went out to, you know, where the Mental Health Institute is out there, because that's right on the bend there. And I got out of the car, my husband, we got as close as we could because you can't go through the gate to over there. And I'm standing there taking pictures and the security guard comes over, running over. Ma'am, what are you doing? I'm just taking pictures of the mountain. He's like, he made me show him my pictures because it's a whole privacy thing about, you know, he made sure that you couldn't see any of the residents of the institute over there. It was pretty funny. It's scary when you see a security guy coming at you. I should put him in the painting. He's in the photograph, too. That's what's funny. You can see as I'm taking pictures and the security guard's getting closer and closer. I should put a little security guard in that picture. That would be funny.
Trained as a painter, Lori's painting was sidetracked by life.
I've been involved in art since I was a little girl. I went to college in Boston and got a bachelor's degree in studio arts, but I ended up spending 20-some years as a graphic designer and then became a massage therapist, what I do now. But about 10 years ago, I started painting again after my sons are grown and out of the house and had more time to devote to it. And I was in a co-op gallery similar to In Town Gallery in Anniston, Alabama, called Artworks. And now I'm at InTown, and that's where I sell my work. At InTown, once a month, there's, I think, 35 members now. So once a month, we feature a different artist, so you have two big walls to fill on your own. And so that's why I'm having this show. It's my turn.
Now she's been painting in earnest for about 10 years.
It's hard to figure out how to make a living as an artist because there's a fine line between painting or making art and doing it with the intention of it being marketable, or just doing it to please yourself and hope that other people are going to have the same reaction that you do. Probably like making music, you know, any kind of art form really, but you just never know.
Her artwork ranges in price from $150 to $600.
I try to keep it low. And in our gallery especially too, since it's a co-op, the gallery doesn't take as large a commission from sales as other galleries do, so we can keep our prices lower, which makes it nice for, makes it easier for people to afford original art and makes it easier for us to sell.
Before coming to Chattanooga about 3 years ago, Ryan was a member of Artworks, a co-op gallery in Anniston, Alabama. Once she arrived in the scenic city, she quickly became a member of InTown Gallery. For more information, go online to intowngallery.com, or for more information on Lori, stop by her Facebook page at Lori Vellekamp Ryan. For Around and About, I'm Julie Steele.